Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
And welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast
where usually we compare books to their movies.
But today, Loki's going to be staring at you the whole time, Allie. Look at that. No, today.
So cute. He's like, who is that person?
He's like, what the fuck? I'll take a picture so everyone can see. But today, I'm going to talk about some movies.
Yes.
Because in the most recent mini-sode that just came out, I realized I was so excited that John was going to go see The Backrooms with me. And I texted Allie right away and I was like, Allie, we already saw it. We could do a mini-sode update.
Yay! For things lining up.
Finally.
Yes, finally working out for us.
So, yeah, John and I saw The Backrooms and... But John loved it. He was, as a fan of the whole creepypasta story and everything, he enjoyed it. He thought it was so good. Me, as a fan of the video game, I was very disappointed. Although I will say, I've been seeing a lot more Facebook and Instagram reels pop up that like kind of deep dive into the movie. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I missed that or things like that. Or like, you know, just like other people's
Easter eggs and stuff.
Yeah, and then like how they took it too, because like I'm just going in as a player of the video game, so I just wanted to be in the back rooms the whole time and have this person be running away from the what I call the doodle bob, which I have since found out it's actually a monster that is made out of bacteria that is found in the back rooms. But to me, it's doodle bob.
got it.
And so yeah. I only saw my doodle bob barely twice, and like it was both for very brief seconds. So I was very disappointed. I left the theater and gave it a 4 when John asked me to rate it.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
I was sad.
And John gave it a what?
I think he gave it a 7 or an 8.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So based on why you are seeing it depends on your answer. So if you see it because you're a fan of the video game, it's less versus just
that's what I
in
think.
General.
Yeah, because
right.
I think John, like, he kind of tried to get me ready for it, but I still had in my head the video game. And I was so excited for that aspect of it. Whereas the back rooms are essentially just, it's so hard to explain. It's essentially just the back rooms. And so, like, it's a bunch of, like, random, like, one looks like an office that's ongoing. One looks like a shopping mall that's ongoing. And then each one has their own creepy monster, and like that's it. Whereas me, I play the video game where I'm trying to escape the back rooms to get away from Doodlebob. So I thought we were going to be trying to escape the back rooms to get away from the Doodlebob. But they always knew where the exit was. Like they would go deeper and deeper into the back rooms and find other areas of it. And to me, it was just, it wasn't great. And then when it finally got to the point where I was like, oh, they can fix this. They can make it something that hooks me again. like right at the end where they were, you know, doing the little like, let's kind of explain it, but also not, in case we want to leave this open-ended for more movies. And all of the things that got explained, I was like, well, that's kind of, that's dumb. Like, what, where does it fit into what I just watched? Like, I have more questions now than when I started. So I was upset about that.
That's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
I had a question or a comment as you were sharing, and now I can't remember. Oh, Doodlebob. Did you come up with that name, or is that like a common name?
No, because he's the bacteria monster. Like, I could probably look up, let's see, the back rooms bacteria monster name. Oh, it's called the bacteria or the life form. But
that's less fun.
Oh, I can share my screen. Okay, I'm about to share my screen with you just so you can see. Do you see this Doodlebob? He's a Doodlebob.
Oh, yeah. He looks like, for those that can't see, if you made a person out of pipe cleaners.
Yes. He's a little Doodlebob. So I kept expecting to see Doodlebob. Doodlebob was never really there. He killed one person and that was it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But then what's funny is after we saw that, John was like, man, I miss going and seeing movies. And so then date night came around. And he was like, are there any good movies out? Because, like, we went to a pickleball court because John and I are now into pickleball. So now, finally, John will play tennis with me.
Oh, but there you go.
Freaking long enough. But anyway, so we were at the pickleball court, and John was getting kind of tired of pickleball. Whereas me, tennis player, I'm like, I could stay on this court for hours and hours.
Let's go.
And so he was like, can we go see a movie? What movie is playing? I was like, there is only one movie that I would see out right now, and it is one that you won't see. And he was like, what is it? And I was like, Obsession. And honestly, like, somehow the universe knew that day. I kept getting like reels and Facebook ads for it, and it would like show me like interview parts. I was like, damn, I'm so intrigued by this movie, because they had like less than $10,000 or something like that. So the whole entire movie, there's no CGI, there's no stunt doubles, it's all them, it's all practical effects. It's John's YouTube people who made this movie.
Wow.
And it's just, I was dying to see it on this day when he's like, is there a movie for us to see? And then John doesn't like how I bring my tennis knowledge into pickleball. So if I see him over on this side of the court, I tend to hit it over here. And it's like, I know that he wants to hit it back and forth, but my brain is just like, okay, get the point, get the point.
Yeah.
And so he was like, if we can hit this 30 times back and forth, we will go see Obsession. And literally right after he said that, we hit it 30 times back and forth to each other.
Nice.
And he was like, oh, you want to see this? And I was like, yes, John, I've been dying to see it. And then we went and watched it. And John hates horror movies, so it was hilarious watching it with him. I'm used to being the one that's like covering my ears and closing my eyes, but just a little bit so I could still see the screen. John, like, every time I'm doing it, I then realized John's doing it. Then he's like trying to grab my arm while I'm still trying to cover my ears.
So you guys are fighting each other, being like, no, cover my ear, cover my ear. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But it was, oh my God, if there is a horror movie anyone should see, I think it's that one, because it is, it's an original story. It's not like a horror movie that you've seen before. Things that happen aren't like, you're not sitting there going, oh, this is about to be what happens next, and this is what's going to happen next. And it, I'm still thinking about it.
Wow.
And we saw it last week, and I'm like realizing different things. Like, when I saw the movie, I felt so bad for the main character. And I have slowly realized that that main character is actually the villain of the story, which then blows my mind, because I'm like, oh my God, I've been feeling so bad for him this whole time.
Wow. Impressive.
Yeah, no, it really restored my faith in movies. And like, one of the reasons too why I wanted to see it was, so Backrooms was also done by someone who started on YouTube, and this one was done by people on YouTube. And I'm hoping, not that I want like all these YouTube creators to get movie deals, right? But what I'm hoping this makes studios realize is that people want original stories, because Backrooms and Obsession were both number one and number two in theaters for the like first 2 weeks that they were out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, look, we want original stories, people.
We really do. Just mm-hmm. kind of over all the repeats.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Me too. Yeah. So yeah. Those were good.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, I haven't seen any movies.
Did you see your Sheep Detective movie?
No. We wanted to.
Huh? I said, what?
Yeah. We wanted to, and then we went to go see it. But what happened? For some reason, I think it was like the holiday. No. I don't remember why, but it was like we put off getting the tickets. And yeah. I was like, whatever. And then but I'll get them. Every show, there was like only like at this point, like four shows that we yeah. could have seen yeah. were sold out. Like it was sold out like day of. I couldn't buy them day
insane.
Of.
That's insane.
And yeah. so I'm like, what the heck? And so I'm really bummed because I kept seeing all these reels about it where people are videotaping themselves or their friends bawling. And they're like, I just thought this was a cute movie about sheep. And then it goes into like how it's a really great movie about dealing with grief and like everything like that. So I really wanted to see it. And then I haven't seen it. So
I'm just
kind of waiting for that to come to Prime or Netflix or wherever it's going. So
that is like one of the most requested movies I have at work right now.
Really?
Old people.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I was like, see it what so the hell? Bad. I'm so mad. Okay, let me see let's see. If there's anything I really want to see. It. The only know, movies right. we've really been doing is like we finally finished our Spider-Man
yeah.
movie night. So the kids and I and my mom have binged all the Spider-Man. So that's we started with, you know, the we were doing the Marvel, whatever it's called, not countdown, Marvel timeline. And so we started with the Tom Holland ones. But before we got to the last Tom Holland one, we went back to watch the first three, whatever it's called, Tobey Maguire ones. And then the next two.
First three, whatever it's called.
Whatever it's called. The next two Andrew Garfield ones. And then we watched the one with all of them in it. So we did that. And then we kept saying, Mom, you got to watch, because she had never seen Into the Spider-Verse. So I was like, you got to watch that one. So oh, then we watched Into the Spider-Verse with her. So I still haven't seen the second one. And so I need to watch that one. But other than that, that's all we've been watching is just Spider-Man. So
gross.
I'm trying to see what else. You went and saw the Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Oh, I always forget about that one. That was so, I loved it so much. I just love seeing little tiny baby Yoda on the big screen. That was adorable as heck. And then John, who's never seen a Star Wars. I mean, okay, to his credit, he's watched the original three, but only once a long time ago. So he has never seen a Star Wars movie since, and he enjoyed it a lot. He was was actually really good. Yeah.
So you there
was
didn't only need one to see every all of them. So it made sense to him.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, they made it to be a standalone thing so that you don't need to see the show. And there was only one part where I was like, I feel like you guys just like, I'll just tell you. Essentially, like Mando gets hurt. And so then baby Yoda's taking care of him in the like forest for what feels like a week. And he finds this little hut with this dude. And he goes and steals a fish. But then the next time he goes to steal the guy's fish, the guy like catches him and is like, hey. But then you realize he's friendly and he's like, here, take some back for your friend too. And then the bounty hunter who was going after Mando shows up. So baby Yoda hides in the hut and the bounty hunter comes up and is talking to the dude who is friendly. But they're not talking. There is no conversation happening between the two characters. They're just standing there looking at each other. And then after he leaves, the bounty hunter leaves, baby Yoda like peeks his head out and the guy goes, so your friend's hurt, huh? I was like, hold on, what?
Weird.
Yeah. And I sat there and I was like, maybe I just missed it, maybe I was just focused on baby Yoda. But then I heard multiple people in the theater go, What? What just happened?
So it's like they forgot to put the over voiceover in.
Maybe. Maybe that's exactly what happened.
They're just like staring at each other. And then all of a sudden.
I wonder if they forgot to put it in. You would think they would catch something like that.
You would think. Because I literally like, I was also confused because I'm like, this bounty hunter, this whole movie has been attacking Mando. And now he comes to this friendly dude to be like, hey, that thing in the back of your hut, his friend's hurt with poison. He needs help.
Like, right.
Weird. Plus, like, where's the story for how come bounty hunter is now like friendly and why is he not trying to go after Baby Yoda in the hut? Yeah, that was my biggest
interesting.
That whole scene just made me sit there like,
what?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I feel like you guys maybe got yourself stuck and were like, I don't know how to get us out of this to get Mando back. I don't know. But other than that, it was good.
No one will know. Don't be suspicious. Exactly. Nobody's going to know.
Don't be suspicious. Don't. Yeah. They're never going to know.
Yeah.
Who's going to know?
I want to really see. I have my list of movies that I didn't even realize. I just got to make it through the end of school, and then we're just going to go see movies. I really want to see The Breadwinner, but I love Nate Bargatze. Is that his name?
I don't even know. I kept seeing it when I was trying to go get movie tickets, and I didn't understand what this movie was.
Bargatze. Nate Bargatze. Yeah. Okay. Well, first off, I love him. I am like, he's a stand-up comedian, but all of his stuff is clean. Like, I have never seen it. He doesn't swear in his bits or anything. It's just very, like, almost like deadpan face, but like it's relatable, just like hilarious. I think he's so funny. But
yeah,
basically it's a Mr. Mom type of movie. Like, mom goes away and dad has to take care and do everything, and he is not
good
qualified to do it, which, you know, is a bummer. Like, it's like we're in 2026 now. Dads can do what moms can do. But it was just, it looks so cute and funny. And I'm like, and I love him. So I really want to see it. And the kids even said, yeah, it looks funny. So we might go see that this summer if it, you know, lasts 2 more weeks. I'm not sure it will, but who knows?
I was going to say, when I was just looking for movie tickets, it only had one showing at the AMC we're going to. So,
okay. It has, let's see, at. There's 5 at Cinemark right now, but that's not 2 weeks worth of shows.
That's true. That's true. You're right. So that's it probably has 1 more week, maybe.
It's probably this week and then done maybe next week.
Yeah.
That's okay. I just need to make it through this week. Just need to make it through this week.
Almost there.
Oh, gosh. Okay. But anyways. Yeah, that's cool. I'm glad you're back to your movie going.
I know. And then, everyone, John surprised me, and we're seeing 2 movies tomorrow. I was like, fine. I can't do that on a work night. And he was like, Brie, if we get to the theater at 7, we'll be leaving probably at like 11 or midnight like we normally do. And I was like, actually, you're not wrong.
Double feature.
Yeah. Told him, I was like, we will have to plan that on a weekend, and I don't have a weekend that's free. And he literally was like, let's do it Tuesday. I was like,
that's awesome.
So cool. Yeah, it's nice. It's good. All right. Cool.
All right.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Go see Obsession. Maybe see Backrooms if you're into it.
See the Breadwinner and tell me how it is. And if you saw Sheep Detective, tell me how it is.
And I don't have the brain power to think of what's coming out after this. So see you guys on Monday for whatever we're talking about.
Yep. And then with that, off script went
off script.
What do we say? This mini-sode? This
mini-sode.
Oh. I was like, that doesn't sound right.
Off script went off script.
I mean, we did. And with that, this mini-sode
went off script.
Perfect. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout out to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.